Much has been written over the years about the necessity of computer users to be proactive if they want to guard their privacy and keep their machines clean of viruses. But as the use of mobile phones and other devices has skyrocketed, surveys show that users have often failed to transfer these precautions to the mobile digital environment, leaving millions vulnerable. Well, VOA cyber correspondent Doug Bernard is here, and he's got that look. Doug,
hi, Susan.
I think I hear another cyber scolding coming from you.
You know, every time I come in here, it feels like I'm hectoring you, you know,
talking
about web hygiene. But, you know, these things are obviously important. Running antivirus, keeping your programs updated, good passwords, that sort of thing. The problem is that people have failed to take those practices into the mobile environment where, you know, increasingly we spend a lot of our digital lives. So it's just more important than ever to learn some techniques about how to guard your mobile phone and your tablet.
So how do we do that?
Well, the first best place to start is with the device itself. So if you look at phones, the three most popular operating systems, Google Android, Apple's iOS, and the Microsoft Windows Phone, they all now offer encryption as default. Now, you don't have to encrypt your phone, but I would strongly recommend people consider encrypting their phone. Basically, what that means is you create some kind of passcode, and all the information in your phone, all your pictures, your contacts, all that stuff is encrypted. You put the passcode in, you can get it. But if somebody steals your phone and they don't have that passcode, they can't get it either. They can't get into it. It really is permanently locked. So it's a good first place to start, I think.
Well, you know, I'm kind of a not really good with a computer. You know that.
I don't know that I would say it that way.
Is this going to be hard for somebody who's a dunce like me to do?
It's not hard, but I think the key thing is you can't have a very easy passcode like 123. That's meaningless. But also, it has to be a passcode that's not so complex that you can actually remember it. So somewhere in the middle there, you can find a middle ground, I think.
And you're going to tell me don't write it down.
Absolutely.
That's right.
Don't write it down. Well, you've been listening.
Yes, I have. Every time you tell me that. So is encrypting the phone enough?
No. Let's go the next space to actually how you connect in that mobile environment. Many people are familiar and use what's called Wi-Fi. You know, you're out at a shop or a mall or that kind of thing, and you open your phone and it will appear on your phone. Oh, there are networks available. You can use Wi-Fi, but you're strongly recommended not to use what are called free open networks. Very often, I think even McDonald's offers this now in my neighborhood. It's a free open network. Anybody with a mobile can just hop right on without a passcode. The problem is those systems are so incredibly insecure that anybody in that open network can, if you're on it, it doesn't take much at all. They can pop into your phone, they can snoop around, they can delete files, they can put in malware. So if you're going to connect in a mobile environment, don't use that open free Wi-Fi unless it's absolutely necessary.
Are people not being more careful because they're lazy, or why are they not watching themselves?
I think they're being less careful because they're simply really not aware. You know, you pop onto a network, an open network, and you see how convenient it is. You can get directions, you can go to Yelp, do whatever you want. But what they're not seeing is how easy it is also for the bad guys to use those open networks to get into your phone or your tablet and, you know, create all kinds of havoc.
Well, I'm glad you're not a bad guy.
Not yet.
It would scare me with all your knowledge. Okay, thank you very much. That's VOA cyber correspondent Doug Bernard right here in our Washington studios.